Welcome to the Noise of Carpet, celebrating indie noises of the 90s, post-wave gems, and some new ones too. This is CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
Hi, welcome. It's Mike here. This is Noise of Carpet, as Andy said. Welcome again to another hour of indie music and maybe some other stuff too. We do, if you haven't listened before, for the next hour we play music from the 1990s. I was a DJ up here at Simon Fraser University Radio, CJSF, which is a campus community radio station. So you're welcome to come up here and do stuff if you're from the community. So please do. We need help. And also 90s independent music that we played at the time. So sort of bringing that back and influences on those bands. So going back to 70s and 60s, 70s and 80s perhaps. And also new stuff too, because there's tons of new music that gets sent into the station. If you're an aspiring musician, please send your work in. Just go to the website cgsf.ca to see how, and we'll try and get it on. I go through there's tons of records and digital records coming in every week. I try to go through and find a couple few songs. So if you don't know the structure, sort of play two or three sets of sort of 90s stuff, and maybe sometimes bouncing into 2000s. And then we do a set, probably about 45 after the hour, of new music that sounds, we call it post-wave, because we're just, I guess that's a pretty lazy genre label. It indicates, for me, on Noise of Carpet and in Head Office here, we've sort of discussed that term as the official term for new music that's good. So we got post-wave coming up at 45 after the hour. Any genre is acceptable. But to start things off today, I just have a quote. I got this great book about Creation Records. Creation was a 90s label in the UK that had, and they ended up, I think, with Oasis and Primal Scream and Jesus and Mary Chain and some others. And reading through it, some really good stuff in there and well written as well. I forget who the writer is. It's not with me. But this fellow named Peter Astor, who was a UK musician, from the 80s band The Loft. There is some stuff online. You can find it. It's quoted in the book. It's David Cavanaugh. David Cavanaugh is the writer of this book, the Creation Records story. If you're into this stuff, I would suggest picking it up. It's got a lot of stuff in there, well written, as I said. So his quote is about indie music. The indie ethic is a joke. It's just people thinking that they're morally superior because they're not successful. So let's examine that today. We're going to play some indie music today and see. I don't know if we know that's true. What do you think? There are some snotty people in the indie music and around indie music, absolutely. But I don't know if it takes away from the music itself. So why don't we start today with one of the heavyweights of 90s indie. Guided by Voices, this is from their 8th album, if you can believe, 1994. Salty Salute, Alien Lanes on CGSF 90.1 FM and CGSF.ca. Thank you for sticking around. Do not
Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
Hazel on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca. They were from Portland, Oregon. A song was called Comet, Torridor of Love was the album from 1993 on Sub Pop. Jody Blyle, maybe her name is, I'm not sure, played in this band, and you heard her vocals there, and in Team Dresh. If you're aware of that, I don't want to say it, the Riot Girl, I suppose, connected band, Team Dresh. Before that, some indie pop from the Pop Guns from Brighton in the UK on the South Coast, Waiting for the Winter from 1989, from an album called Indie Pop Originals that I've just been looking. I don't know where it is. It's some compilation. So that's real UK indie pop there along the Sarah Records line there, the Pop Guns, and they're still playing these days. Before that, we've gone back to Spillane's with a song called Valency from the album called Strand from 1996. We play the Spillane's a lot. Again, Portland, Oregon. Lots of people, lots of indie stuff from the 1990s from that part of the world. Starting the set off with GBV. We are broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, high atop Burnaby Mountain. If you haven't been here, it's worth a look if you're visiting Vancouver to come up and to get to the top of the hill in Burnaby, top of the mountain, and have a look at the views, have a wander around the brutalist architecture of the university, and check out the views on a clear day of the North Shore Mountains and down to downtown and the West Coast. And maybe you'll get lucky with a gorgeous sunset, which is possible. So coming up in the next set, got a couple of songs. There's a couple of songs by a couple of groups or people that are playing in Vancouver in April, I think. No, sorry. The first song is Mercury Rev. They're playing in two Mondays from now over at the Fox Theater, so it's moved over. Song called Empire State from 1995. Hopefully they play it. It's one of my favorites. And then after that, we'll play some Pop M, who's a guy, a guitarist named David Pau. He played in Slint in the day. He has played with Tortoise, has played with Stereolab, has been around, was playing guitar with Gang of Four a couple of years ago, maybe for their tour. And he is opening, it's also goes by the name of Ariel M. So this is Papa M. We'll play a song from Whatever Mortal, his album. And he is opening for Mogwai at the Commodore Ballroom in Vancouver in April sometime, couple of months. So let's start with Mercury Rev's song. It's called Empire State, a Sunhouse in Excelsis. And on, as I said, this is on, this is on CD, picked up in the day. The 30-year-old CD here. Mercury Rev from the album called See You on the Other Side on CJSF 9.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
Angels and devils before my eyes. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
On Noise of Carpet. Let's head straight into Martha Wainwright here. Martha Wainwright is singer-songwriter from the East Coast of Canada. This song, she has a... There's a preview of the next set. And she's visiting Burnaby, British Columbia, to play at the Shadbolt Center of the Arts. Let's see, on April 6th. So let's go back 20 years to herself... A titled album called Martha Wainwright and a song called Ball and Chain. Here it is on CJSF 90.1 FM, and then we'll move into local band Mecha Normal.
Crossing the street, you look so fine. or green or gray or blue or brown. So we get together, I'm not into being the woman you're with. Why are you looking for the woman you want? I'm not into being the woman you're with. Why are you looking for the woman you want? He tells me a woman he used to be with, she was really funny.
Of Mechanormal there on vocals and writing credits. The album's called The Observer and it's from 2000 and let's see, 2006 on Kill Rock Stars. Love it. Gene Smith from Mechanormal there. I'm not into being the woman you're with while you're looking for the woman you want. Marvelous. Check it out. The album's called The Observer. Before that, Martha Wainwright with Ball and Chain from Martha Wainwright, 2005. Released back, playing live in Burnaby in April of this year, 2025.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! For more than 15 years, CJSF 90.1 FM has been bringing Democracy Now! To the greater Vancouver area every weekday at 11 a.m. Thank you.
baby. This is a noise of carpet. Shag of the week.
Que refleja.
Heard this song the other day, and I just love it. So it is on our playlist, so here it is. This is the Shag of the Week, Kendrick Lamar, song called Reincarnated from his new album, GNX, on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
Concentrated thoughts on who I used to be. I'm shedding skin. Every day a new version of me, a third of me, demented, cementing in pain, juggling the pros and cons of fame. I don't know how to make friends, I'm a lonely soul. I recollect this isolation, I was 4 years old. Truth be told, I've been battling myself, trying to navigate the rhythms, fake, cynical about the judgment day. I did past life progression last year and it fucked me up. Reincarnated on this earth for 100 plus. Body after body, lesson after lesson. Let's take it back to Michigan in 1947. My father kicked me out the house cause I wouldn't listen to him. I didn't care about his influence, only love what I was doing. Gifted as a musician, I play guitar on a grand level. The most talented where I'm from, but I had to rebel. And so I'm off in the sunset, searching for my place in the world. With my guitar up on my hip, as the story unfurled. I found myself with a pocket full of money and a whole lot of respect. While the record business loved me, I was head of rhythm and blues. The women that fell to their feet, so many to choose. But I manipulated power as I lied to the masses. Died with my money, gluttony was too attractive. Reincarnated. As a black woman in the chitlin' circuit, seductive vocalist as the promoter hit the curtains. My voice was angelic, straight from heaven. The crowd sobbed. A musical genius, what the articles emphasized. Had everything I wanted, but I couldn't escape addiction. Hair on needles had me in fetal position, restricted. Turned on my family, I went wherever cameras be. Cocaine, no private planes for my insanity. Self-indulged, discipline never been my sentiments. I needed drugs. To me, an 8-ball was like penicillin. Fuck love. My happiness was in that brown sugar. Sex and melodies gave me hope when nobody's looking. My first assistant was a small town scholar. Never did a quaalude till I got myself around her. My daddy looked the other way. He saw sin in me. I died with syringes pinched in me. Reincarnated. My present life is Kendrick Lamar. A rapper looking at the lyrics to keep you in awe. The only factor I respected was raising the bar. My instincts sent my straight to the charts, huh? My father kicked me out the house, I finally forgive him. I'm old enough to understand the way I was living. Ego and pride had me looking at him with resentment. I close my eyes hoping that I don't come off contentious. I'm yelling, Father, did I finally get it right? Everything I did was selfless. I spoke freely when the people needed me, I helped them. I didn't gloat, even told them no when the vultures came. Took control of my fleshly body when the money changed.
Son, you do well, but your heart is closed, I can tell. Residue that linger from your past creates itself.
Father, I'm not perfect, I got urges, but I hold them down.
But your pride has to die.
Okay, Father, show me how.
Tell me every deed that you done and what you do it for.
I kept 100 institutions paid.
Okay, tell me more.
I put 100 hoods on one stage.
Okay, tell me more.
I'm trying to push peace in LA.
But you love war.
No, I don't.
Oh, yes, you do.
Okay, then tell me the truth.
Every individual is only a version of you. How can they forgive when there's no forgiveness in your heart?
I could tell you where I'm going.
I could tell you who you are. Fell out of heaven cause you was anxious. Didn't like authority, only searched to be heinous. Isaiah 14 was the only thing that was prevalent. My greatest music director was you. It was colors, it was pinks, it was reds, it was blues, it was harmony and motion. I sent you down to earth cause you was broken. Rehabilitation, not psychosis. But now we here now. Centuries you manipulated man with music. Embodied you as superstars to see how you moving. You came a long way from garnishing evilish views.
And all I ever wanted from you was love and approval. I learned a lot, no more putting these people in fear. The more that word is diminished, the more it's not real. The more light that I can capture, the more I can feel. I'm using words for inspiration as an idea.
So can you promise that you won't take your gifts for granted?
I promise that I use my gifts to bring understanding.
For heavy man, woman, and child, how much can you vow?
I found my life just to live one in harmony now.
You crushed a lot of people, keeping their thoughts in captivity.
And I'm ashamed that I ever created that enemy.
Then let's rejoice where we at.
I rewrote the devil's story just to take our power back. Carnated.
There's Pale Blue Eyes there from the UK. The song's called How Long Is Now from an album called How Long Is Now. That's relatively new, fantastic new post-wave on The Noise of Carpet on CGSF 90.1 FM and CGSF.ca. Before that, Kendrick Lamar with a song called Reincarnated from an album called GNX that came out relatively recently as well. Thank you for listening today. I'm about to wrap up. Today I was reading about a New Zealand artist named Alistair Galbraith. Did a lot of work, a lot of stuff in the 90s, and was really connected with the New Zealand scene. I don't know if South Island, I'm guessing there's some Dunedin, but apologies. I need to get to New Zealand because I'm a big fan of the New Zealand scene. Of course, the Clean and the Bats and the Chills, etc., and Chris Knox and all his stuff. So a little bit about that today, and came upon this fellow Alistair Galbraith, and he put out an album, an EP back in 1990 called Plagal Grind. I don't know what Plagal means, and so I had to look for it on a streaming service that I use. I couldn't find it, and then I found it on YouTube, and I did find a nice instrumental. We do like our jangly instrumentals here at Noise of Carpet, and I did find it on YouTube, so it's coming in today to share this with you. And I did have a poke around in the library up here, because sometimes there's some great stuff here in regards to vinyl and 12 inches and 7 inches and 10 inches. There's tons of stuff up here. And I'm digging around, and here it is. It's in my hand. This EP from New Zealand from 1990. It says 1991, but released in 1990, I suppose, over there. And it's in my hand. It's a little bit crusty. We do put masking tape on the collection here to describe who it is, when it came in, and any details about it. And any DJs can write any comments on these. So there's a lot of great comments on every record, every CD that's up here, whether people like it or not. So I found it. So I found, again, here's an instrumental. I found a song called Blackout. Nice groovy bass line in it. So I'll share this with you, and then I'll be packing it in pretty quickly after that. Coming up next is Radio Gotha with Art Peltner, the best in Swiss and Austrian and German music for the next hour. But before that, let's have a listen to Plagal Grind here on vinyl. This record's been in here for 34 years, and here it is. The song's called Blackout on Noise of Carpet, CGSF.ca and 90.1, and also CGSF 90.1 FM over the air, Metro Vancouver. Again, Blackout from Plagal Grind, 1991. Oh yeah, that's Plagal Grind from 1991, a track called Blackout from their EP. Love it. You can't tell me that Steve Malkmus didn't hear that at some point. Fantastic. But let's we started the show off with a quote from a fellow from a band called The Loft. Peter Astor, the indie ethic is a joke. It's just people thinking that they're morally superior because they're not successful. I heard a lot of success in the last hour. I don't know what you think, but we found that's the sound of a record coming to the end and not stopping. I found a song called Why Does the Rain from the late 90s by The Loft. And so let's have a listen to Peter Astor, his band. From the 80s, the song is Why Does the Rain on CJSF. And we'll say goodbye. We'll leave you with this, and we'll see you again next week. You've listened to Noise of Carpet. Radio Gotcha coming up next. Talk to you next week. The Loft, Why Does the Rain, CJSF.
Welcome to Radio Goethe. I'm Arndt Peltner with another all-electric heavy beat show. Haven't had one in quite a while. I'm starting off with T. Raumhaus, Samstagnacht. This is pure Berlin sound.